How is World Book Day celebrated where you live?
Well, I live in Catalonia in Spain, and World Book Day is a very important event in Catalonia because, as the article says, it coincides with the patron saint of Catalonia, St. George. And on that date, tradition dictates that men give women a rose and women give men a book. Now, that's what tradition dictates. It's a little bit sexist, I think, that only men get books. And I think currently most women also receive books as well. At least that's my case. So men receive books and women receive books on that day. And it's a lovely day. It's beautiful because most of the bookshops have stands outside the physical shops where people can walk around, look at books, talk to people. There are authors signing books. You can discover different books, and then you end up choosing the book that you want, or the person who's buying your book would choose a book that they think you'd like. It's a beautiful day. And then in addition to that, there's roses everywhere, which are given to everybody. So it's beautiful.
Do you do anything special on this day?
Yes. So on that day, I will either go and look for a book on that day, or maybe, well, previously I've bought a book, but I'll always wander around depending on where I am, bookshops, and because there's just such a wonderful atmosphere that it's so nice to see people walking around with their books and their roses that you just have to go out and wander the streets on that day, because there's always people around. There are people selling books for charities. There are bookshops that are out there. There are different types of associations selling books. There are local writers. There are international writers. And it's just so nice to walk around and just breathe in the whole lovely, creative, positive atmosphere that it creates. So yes, that is normally what I would do on day, wander around and just enjoy the celebration of sharing books and creativity and positive things.
In your opinion, what does literature bring to individuals and societies?
For me, literature is so important. It's so important because it does so many things for people. It takes you into a different world where you can distance yourself from the world that you're currently living. So if you're going through a stressful time in your life, it helps you to disconnect. It helps you to just transport yourself into a different world. It helps, I think, to encourage empathy, because if a book is well written, you get so into the book that you empathize so much with a lot of the characters that it actually is then transferred into real life and helps you to empathize with people around you. It helps you to be creative, to imagine anything is possible, so that if you're a little bit stuck in a rut, you can think outside the box. You can just imagine that life can be different and can move in directions that maybe you wouldn't have considered before. It just expands your universe to worlds that exist or don't exist, but it's just incredibly positive, I think, to just let your imagination run and be taken along paths that you yourself, without the help of literature, wouldn't actually have managed to go along. It opens cultural areas of the world. It gives you an insight into people's lives in areas that, you know, you'll never ever go and visit and experience, and it just helps us to understand what people go through in different at different ages, different issues they have. It as I mentioned before, it really, really helps, I think, to empathize with people who live their lives or have issues that are different, very different from ours. And it's a way into understanding a little about how different people live and how they think and the issues they have. And that's all positive, I think. So I think, yes, I mean, without literature, the world would be a very sad place.